Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
No, I think we're the drunk guys.
Oh, yeah. The good guys.
What's up, buddy? Covino and Rich in for Dan Patrick. The 2022 Mercedes-Benz family of SUVs, extraordinary as one, test drive away. Learn more at MBUSA.com. Of course, we come to you from the Mercedes-Benz Man Cave. In for Dan Patrick, like I said, Covino and Rich, at Covino and Rich. Covino's in Jersey. I'm out here in L.A., and man, I'm tired as hell.
Yo, you know who I was hanging out with, bro, out here in Jersey? My guy Pete. Actually, I hung out with my guy Pete almost every night since being here in Jersey. You
Pete?
Know my guy Pete?
Who's Pete?
Yeah, Pete Zapai. Pete Zapai.
Man, that, another joke that slays.
You know what's funny about
Pete
Rich is
Zapai.
Rich acts too cool when we're hanging around with our Dan Patrick friends. Every other
Who's
day,
our Dan
he
Patch-
loves,
Who's our
he
Dan
loves
Patrick
that,
friends?
He loves that joke, but now that we're feeling it for Dan Patrick, he's too cool for my Pete Zapai joke. It's okay. I know how it is.
It's like
either way,
the-
it's always a pleasure.
It's like when the when you were in school, like when the cute girl's around, you acted different.
Yeah, he's trying to big time my pizza pie joke. Hey, I'm here in Jersey.
Oh,
I gotta
pizza
do what
pie.
Jersey people do. Yeah, man, I'm eating the pizza because normally we're in Los Angeles.
By the way, when
and
I said
they have great tacos in Los Angeles, but their pizza, nothing to write home about.
No, I don't think you would write home anyway. I don't think you're not much to probably write a letter, are you?
I haven't written anybody in years. In fact, I didn't even send out any Christmas cards. In fact, the only Christmas card I actually got was from my dentist, so not a whole lot of writing
guy.
Going on. But hey, you know what else is great about being on for Dan Patrick? Is we get to say hello to all the Dan Patrick friends of ours, and we get to shamelessly promote our show, and I love that.
Yeah.
Hey, we're kind of the new guys, even though we've been here for over a year now, but we're now Monday through Friday, 5 p.m. Eastern time, 2 p.m. on the West. Covino and Rich. Covino and Rich on social media. Shout out to everybody listening on the iHeartRadio app. Please subscribe to our podcast for free.
Oh, yeah.
Search Covino and Rich wherever you stream your podcast. And by the way, if you get this, because since it's the season to give, if you subscribe to our podcast for free, just search Covino and Rich. Give it a 5-star review and leave a review. You qualify for what we're calling CNR's bribery balls.
Oh, we'll bribe you with our balls. We're giving away Covino and Rich Fox Sports Radio Nerf footballs. That is
all
sweet.
You have to do. Yeah, they're super sweet. And if you don't want one, give it to your nose-picking kid or nephew or whatever. But all you have to do is leave a review. And if we call your name on our show in the next few weeks, we'll be giving them away. You get a free CNR bribery ball football. The Fox Sports Radio logo on
it. We're not above bribery is really what it comes down to.
Not at all. Not at all. So thank you. It's always a pleasure being here. And again, we're at Covino and Rich.
Now, when I said I was tired as hell, I was actually, I'm actually wide awake. I was quoting Luka after last night's performance. 60 points. The Knicks blew a 9-point lead with 30 seconds left. How do you do that?
Well,
you got to try to do that. You almost have to try to do that.
Yeah, no, I mean, but he was in the zone. 126-121, Mavs over the Knicks. Luka had a night.
Tired as hell.
The Knicks only have 18 wins anyway. They're not really slaying it. Neither are the Mavs, but props to him, and the guy's incredible.
Well, I wanted to just give you my quick Carlos Correa analogy. Then we are going to talk some NFL quarterback situations. And, yeah, what to look forward to for the final 2 weeks of the season. I'm like a... I'm a nerd when it comes to this playoff simulator. I'm looking at every possible scenario over the next couple weeks, and there are some amazing possibilities. If a few things go the right way in week 17, week 18 is going to be like a week of playoff games. So I'll explain all that. We'll talk some quarterback situations, but Carlos Correa. I have Met fan friends. Like I said, everyone's got their group text. My Met fan friends are cut from, like, the panicky cloth of, like, oh, they're going to blow it out, everything sucks. Like, they're, like, the everything sucks type of guys. And I'm a little too positive. So, like, probably somewhere in the middle is normal.
Yeah, I would say so.
Like, I'm like, hey, guys, this team won over 100 games last year. Whether or not they get Correa, I mean, yeah, it would be nice. But if it slips through the cracks, I mean, are the Mets not going to be good? Like, they won 100 games last year.
I mean, you can't downplay that a healthy Correa was a big deal. And Mets fans were excited about it. 12-year deal, $315 million. It's not your money. Nobody cares about that. But you know how he could produce and how he could change a team. That's a big bat. You know what he'd mean to New York. But he's got this ankle injury that the Giants were concerned about. And now all of a sudden the Mets are like, yeah, it's not looking good. And what, day to day, we're still waiting to see what happens.
And the longer it goes on, the longer this goes on, advantage Mets and Mets fans. You know what that just means? That means no one else wants to deal. Let me give you an analogy. You ever look for a house? Anyone ever in the market looking for a home? If you're looking to buy a townhouse, a condo, an apartment, a home, you look around, right? Sometimes you see what appears to be the dream home. We're talking like, yo, they got a sweet pool in the backyard. Look at this outdoor cooking area. This back room has floor-to-ceiling windows to the yard. What's the catch? And they're like, well, hold on one second. You talk to the realtor. You look on Zillow. You do all your research. Well, it looks like four offers were taken back. And you're like, so wait, there's been four offers on this house and they all sort of fell through? Why? You do a little more research and it's like, oh, that whole, you know, back area? It's beautiful, but it's not really permitted. So wait, so what you're saying is like all the work done in this house isn't really legal. So if I try to sell it when I want it, when I'm done with it.
Yeah, you know that added extension, that den in the back that you really love?
Yeah, it was done illegally.
they had no permit for that.
Yeah, and then you're like, oh, so even though the house is, let's say, 3,000 square feet, we could only list it at 2 because the whole extension was done by my uncle.
Oh, and they found some asbestos or something like that.
Hey, there's you know, you might need to scrape the ceilings because there might be, you know, some mold or something, the popcorn ceilings. But hey, the house looks beautiful. If you see a beautiful house where multiple offers were taken back, and then you don't put an offer on this house. And if you do, and you find the same problems, no one else is going to jump into the Carlos Correa world. I promise you that. I just don't.
I disagree, actually. I disagree because if you want to go on that analogy, right, about the house, there's always people looking to capitalize on other people's misfortunes, other people's foreclosures, and willing to take that wheel of a steal of a deal and make the best out of it. There's always people willing to do that.
Yeah, but you know what?
There's only so many spots in the MLB that would maybe qualify for this type of situation, but there's always someone looking to capitalize on it. And I think there will be a suitor if the Mets don't come through. But according to the New York Post today, there's optimism that a deal could be still completed.
Yeah, because they don't want to start over, too. Well, I'll give you another.
There's a 55% chance that two sides find a common ground. I don't know how you put a percentage on that.
How the hell? That's when they say it's going to. There's a 48% chance of rain. What does that even mean?
I don't know. A 55% chance that the two sides find a common ground and work this out. My point is, if the Mets don't, I think someone else will. Just like the house analogy. You're thinking, who in the world would want that? Well, guess what? The place I live in, that deal fell through like 3 times before I ended up with it.
And you know what? Not to rub it in, but what has happened to your house so far?
Yeah, I've dealt with a lot of headaches.
A flood on your balcony. You had to have all construction redone. Your bathroom faucets. Someone's willing to take that deal. And you were the guy.
And I was the guy.
You were the guy that
said, there's another team out there that are saying, hey, we could use a third baseman for an extended period of time if he plays third or short.
You bought the Carlos Correa house.
Just maybe not at $350 million or $315 for the Mets.
My wife and I sold a house in Texas once. And right before, like a week or so before closing, there was a flood. There was a little leak in the ceiling, and like there was a.
Hey, bro, it was Fox Sports. It was a Curt flood.
There was a Curt flood.
It was a Curt flood.
There was a little leak, and I was like, oh no, this deal's gonna fall through. So you know what we said to the buyer? Hey, listen, we'll knock off like 10 grand, maybe 10 or 15 grand. Let's keep the deal. And they're like, okay, deal. And that's what Carlos Correa will have to do. He's going to have to go to the Mets, and they're in a little standoff right now. He's going to have to go to the Mets, and Scott Boras is going to have to say, all right, listen, let's renegotiate. Because at first it was like, yeah, we're not going to renegotiate.
Well, that's the issue. They're saying that a guy like Scott Boras won't bend because this deal is already set in place and they've already made the announcement. Like, they've already come out publicly with this. So blame your owner, your overly ambitious owner, and all the Mets press for, you know, coming out and saying, hey, we got the deal, 3-15, 12 years. Because they're saying now Scott Boras really won't make that compromise because of that. They've already agreed to it. Because you might say, okay, if they're noticing something's up.
So imagine the Mets back out to them.
Maybe a 10-year, 9-year deal or something like that. Remember, it started at a 13-year deal with the Giants.
Well, hold on. You might think this is the stupidest point of all, and it might be. So let me ask you, as a Yankees fan, and you know, Lee or Chris, you guys Dodgers fans being LA guys or what? No.
I mean, there's millions of people listening too, so you could chime in 877-99 on Fox.
Is there any sentiment that while the Dodgers and the Yankees are big spenders, just like, you know, the Mets and the Cardinals and the Giants, is there a sense of he was part of the 2017 Astros? Does that play a factor at all with the fan base and the organizations? Like, do the Dodgers or Yankees, who are the two teams that were affected most by the, you know, the cheating Astros back then in 2017, is there any bad blood where it'd be like, yeah, we don't even want Correa? Or is he just a great player and you take him?
No, yes, there's absolutely bad blood. I'm not a Dodgers fan. I'm a Tigers fan. But yeah. Pulling from around here for most of the Fox Sports Radio studio hosts, and other people in production, Monse Bolaños, update anchor. No. Everyone,
Yo,
nobody
Monse,
wants. Nobody wants
Mike,
Carlos.
Danny G. All the people we usually work with are all
Correa.
Like, yeah, he's a cheater. The Dodger fans hold that near and dear because they feel like they were screwed out of a World Series, and Yankees fans, Covino, feel like they got done dirty too. So are those teams?
He's got that. You gotta keep in mind. It's not even just that. It's the cheater stigma that it comes with. It's like, who wants to bring that vibe and that karma?
You know,
and
where those that, you know where
to the
that
stadium.
You know where that vibe.
He gets destroyed everywhere he goes.
You know where that
he
vibe
was one of
doesn't
the big
matter.
Players for that team.
That vibe doesn't matter in Queens because the Mets are so far removed from any Astros drama. So I think the Yankees and Dodgers, it's like taking a weird chance on a guy that your fan base would have to really warm up to. The Mets have a $300 million deal in place where maybe you'd take off a little money, take off a year or so. The longer this goes on, you know what that says to me, Covino? The longer this goes on, it's like a house that just stays on the market. It means that there's no bites. If the Cardinals or, you know, the Red Sox or some team was so quick to want to grab this guy, you don't think he would have done to the Mets what he did to the Giants? He failed the second inspection if he was a house. He failed the, hey, yeah, you got some black mold, you got some plumbing issues, you might have termites. It's happened twice. Two people backed out. If two people backed out, I promise you, what foolish team would go in there now and be like, we'll give you 12 years? Nobody. And then you start wondering, what if they did a carve-out, right? Like a carve-out in a contract. You see it all the time with non-competes. Let's say the Mets said, all right, well, if it's a leg injury, we could sort of restructure this or get out of the contract. Who's going to insure that contract, right? You got to think of that. And not only who's going to insure the contract, if they put that carve out, does that set a weird precedent that every pitcher moving forward, the team could be like, well, we'll pay you unless it's Tommy John?
Well, I'm pretty sure that Scott Boras worked out like a clause similar with J.D. Martinez.
Where it's like based on a particular injury, like, hey, if the elbow flares up, you're not responsible?
Yeah, you're going to see more and more of that, I think, in the future with investments like this. Because think of the money and the amount of time we're talking about nowadays.
But it's a weird precedent,
especially
right?
Especially baseball.
Camino, think of every big-time pitcher.
Yeah, but Tommy John seems to be a bit of an advantage nowadays.
I know, but what I'm saying is, think of how many – it's hard to even name big-time pitchers that haven't had a Tommy John situation, right? Like, think of every big pitcher has had some type of – major surgery that, you know, killed him for 1 year. Is our pitcher contracts moving forward going to be like, well, we're not responsible unless it's a Tommy John situation? Let's go to Pat in PA. You're on with Covino and Rich and for Dan Patrick. What's up, Pat?
Pretty good. Hey, Covino, you're the second most famous person from Union. Isn't Sydney McLaughlin the world's greatest female hurdler from your area?
The world's greatest hurler is from your area? Isn't
How about the late, great Ray Liotta?
No, Sydney McLaughlin, the hurdler.
Okay.
Female hurdler, track and
Fair
field.
Enough. Way more. I mean, I guess you're right.
I'll take your word for it.
Okay. Anyway, I'm a Philly fan.
She must be hot, or it's his cousin.
Deal.
What's up?
I'd love to see them take that deal as a Phillies fan, but, you know, if that guy has injury problems, it's going to be a big weight around their neck for the term of that contract. So the doctors say that's a problem. You got to pass on that.
Yeah, and listen, you being a Phillies fan, I'm a Mets fan. It's going to be a really stacked division. The Phillies, the Mets, the Braves, everyone's going to be good for a while. That's going to be a really tough division. You got it's a stacked division, let's be honest, right? And this dude being a Phillies fan, you don't think the Phillies or the Braves or any team that really is in that level of, you know, we're a World Series contender, you don't think they'd jump at Correa if they really thought there was a chance to steal him from under the Mets?
Well, yeah, I think so, because he's a great player, but I think he's going to have to compromise here, and here's why. He's also stated that, and again, like you said already, Rich, it's a bit of a standoff now. He wants to play in New York. He wants to play with the Mets. So I think this might be a negotiating tactic too. Well, you know, hey man, you've proven that you're injury prone. These X-rays are showing that you are a risk.
He wants to play he wants to play with his boy Lindor, their pals.
Yeah, and he was already making compromise by, you know, playing third base or whatever. But if you really want to play in New York, we can't give you a 12-year deal. You're too much of a risk at this point. So if it's true and he really does want to be there, and that's what they say, and that's part of the reason, too, I think that the Giants thing did fall through, then maybe it turns into like a 9-year deal, 8-year deal. But then again, the speculation is that Boras isn't going to agree to that.
Yeah. Well, hey, your thoughts at Covino and Rich in for Dan Patrick. Now, coming up, we are going to talk some NFL quarterback, I wouldn't say controversy, but some big decisions need to be made going into week 17 because, oh my goodness, if a couple things happen this week, week 18 is going to be like the pre-wild card weekend. We'll explain all the outcomes. Like, if this team wins, who's going to play? There's a couple possibilities that week 18 could be insane. So we'll get to that. Plus, coming up next here on Covino and Rich, something we do every Wednesday, mid-week or major. We go over a bunch of stories in the world of sports and pop culture and decide if they're mid, if they're weak, or if it's major news. So we get to all that next. In for Dan Patrick right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Did you ever play the over-under game with your friends? You know, think I can eat that slice of pizza in under 30 seconds? Or, I don't know, take over a minute to down a 2-liter? Well, if you have, then you're going to love Pick 6. It's the new fantasy game from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Here's how you play it during the playoffs. Pick between 2 and 6 players and choose if they will have more or less of a stat, rebounds, points, assists, and more. Also, you track your picks, play against others for a shot to win at some big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now. Use the promo code DPSHOW for a chance to win huge cash prizes. That's code DPSHOW, Only on DraftKings Pick 6. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Want to thank our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. Panini America has everything you need. A premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL and NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. If you're looking for rookie sensations, they've got that. How about timeless legends? They've got that. Panini America also breaking new ground on NIL, featuring the biggest names. Caitlin Clark's in there, Angel Reese, J.J. McCarthy, Michael Penix Jr., and so many more. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net. Some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out their most popular brands. They got Prizm, Select, Donruss, and so many more. And you got Panini Instant Cards celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen, such as Draft Night Instance. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Yeah. Covino.
Welcome back to CNR Rich. On FSR. In for Dan Patrick. 877-99 on Fox. That's our number. At Covino and Rich on social media. At Steve Covino. I'm live in Union, New Jersey. Home of, you know, the world's most famous hurdler. And there he is, Rich Davis.
What's up, buddy? Rich
Davis.
We got Spotty. We got Lee. We got Chris, who is apparently a huge fan of smooth jazz.
I love it.
We got Isaac Lohenkron on the update. So, hey, in for Dan Patrick, a hell of a random Wednesday, that confusing week between Christmas and New Year. And I say that because, yeah, it's in the memes and everyone feels that way. But
it's the grundle of the holiday season.
It really is like a feeling of every year we all feel the same way. Like, what day is it again? What am I supposed to be doing? So much so that yesterday I got a phone call like last night, or actually a little update. It was like, oh, yeah, you missed your haircut appointment. I'm like, yeah, my haircut's on Tuesday. Oh, wait, today was Tuesday. Like, that's how.
You know why? Because it was a Tuesday that felt like a Sunday.
Yeah. No, for real. We were off, so today was our first day back. So today feels like a Monday, but it's a Wednesday. So, hey.
A Wednesday that feels like a Monday.
And don't worry. You got Thursday night football tomorrow. All right, Covino and Rich, you know what we do every Wednesday on our show? We do a little something called Midweek Major.
Covino and Rich gets you over the middle of the week with Midweek Major.
Ooh, I love that.
We throw sports and pop culture headlines and topics at the fellas, and it's like the kids say.
That's so mid. Week, definitely major.
CNR scoring. Midweek Major.
All right, Spotty.
Hey.
What's up, buddy? Waking up. Come on.
I'm awake. I'm here. Hello. Good morning. What time is it?
You know what Spot
Even when
saying?
You're awake, Spot, no one could ever truly be as awake as Rich Davis.
That's the thing. I'm like sitting here and I'm just like, I can't match his energy, and I know you can never match his energy.
Yeah, but no one can ever match. Like, Rich, you must be the most frustrated guy because you expect people to match your energy, but no one, except for maybe like Doc Emmett Brown could match your energy.
Great Scott!
Usually,
Kramer could match his energy.
Usually when we fill in for Dan Patrick, I have Rich get me a triple venti. And you didn't this morning, so the next 2 days, could you get me one? Thanks.
Oh, yeah, I'll get you coffee.
It wakes me up.
You know what Spot did? Spot said he got no sleep last night because I think everyone feels this way. You know when you have to wake up early for a flight or, you know, fill in at work or something? I have my wife set the backup alarm. I have like three alarms just in case.
Five alarms set.
You got that 4 a.m. alarm because we're filling it for Dan Patrick. Spot said he couldn't sleep all night in fear that he would oversleep.
Yeah, I set it like every 5 minutes just to make sure that I wake up. And yeah, I was like, I still was waking up every 10 minutes throughout the night.
I fell asleep watching season 2 of White Lotus. Not bad so far. Not bad so far. All right, Spotty, let's go. Let's hit some stories.
All right,
midweek major.
Wait, hold on. I gotta flip a coin to decide who goes first. Who wants to call it?
Rich could call.
I'll go heads.
That was the weakest coin flip ever. It's heads. Oh!
All right, let's go.
All right, Rich, it's up to you. I know you love Tom Brady.
I do.
So in Tom Brady news, while he was spending his Christmas alone, I know you were so sad.
Super sad. Tom Brady, for the first time ever. Christmas alone. Covino swears that he probably had girls in his room. I don't think so.
Tom Brady's focused
on football and his kids.
Well, you act like he's sitting there on the edge of his bed.
No, he was still alone in his hotel.
Yeah, all sad. When meanwhile, he probably has like...
What do you think? He's like Michael Imperioli in White Lotus?
Exactly. Yes, he has what they call the Achilles under region.
Well... Maybe this drove him to call some friends over. So while he was alone on Christmas, Giselle was on social media posting all these great photos. She took the kids down to Brazil. She was like, oh, I'm here in my home country trying to recharge in Brazil. Look at me with flowers. Look at me on the beach in the water. Oh, look at me eating all this great food. Oh, with my kids.
Well, you know what it makes me think of? It makes me think that this story's mid. This story's mid, and I'll tell you why, Spot.
That's so mid.
It's mid because...
Was that the end of the story?
I was also going to mention that, you know, in his usual postgame, we're used to him mentioning his entire family, including Giselle, did not mention her.
Yep.
But on Tuesday, the kids did return, and he did post something on social media. But I'm just saying, like, Giselle maybe rubbing it in a little bit midweek or major. Continue, please, Rich.
I'm going to say mid, and you know, it's fine. You were at my house on Christmas, and I made sure I was annoying. I was like, everyone, be quiet. Tom Brady's doing his post game. I wanted to see who he thanked, because he usually is like, I want to thank my wife and kids and say hello to my family. He did his usual thing, just no Giselle this time, which makes sense. I think it's mid because... Listen, it just shows that Giselle is like every other ex-girlfriend, an ex-boyfriend, an ex-husband or wife that makes it seem like my life is so great now. And to post pictures in Brazil showing the great time she's having, I'm not saying it's unnecessary, but sort of. Making it just reminding everyone that life after Tom Brady is just fine.
I think it's major because it's Tom Brady. And if Tom Brady... Yeah, absolutely major. If Tom Brady goes through these things, it makes you feel a little better about your life and the things you have to deal with as a man or a woman. And you have to see your significant other on social media, going through the motions without you, you know, pretending like everything's okay, like Rich said. That Tom Brady's not above that. You know, we all deal with that. I think that's major. And you're right, Rich. It's never real. I think it's also the reminder of, like, to never believe what you see on social media. Nobody's that happy after your family falls apart.
True.
Nobody.
True. All right, what's up next, buddy?
All right. I know everyone's suffering from some travel woes this past week. I know Southwest, they're not a sponsor, are they?
No.
They canceled a ton of flights. A ton of flights.
We're going to get to that in a
little
bit.
Everyone's miserable and stranded. Well, one hockey fan did not let that stop him. Tim Marr and his family, they had their flights to Boston canceled ahead of the NHL Winter Classic, which is taking place at Fenway. So they decided, they live in Phoenix, rather than to skip it, decided to drive the 40 hours from Phoenix to Boston. They rented a car because his 17-year-old son wanted to make sure that he saw this year's Winter Classic as this midweek or major.
You know, this is, you know, ooh. This is weak. It's interesting, Spot, because I was going to bring this up later. So you sort of threw me for a loop. Because a lot of people are stranded. Southwest screwed a lot of people over. Every airline did, but I think, 90% of the cancellations
touch on it.
Were
okay.
Southwest?
62% of their flights today, I think, were canceled. 2,500 flights were canceled today.
Did you say 60 patoots?
60 patoots.
62%.
Yesterday it was 90% of the flights were Southwest. So, hey, they're improving a little bit, but... I think that is just impatience of the highest regard. Like, sometimes it just doesn't play your way. What, are you going to drive 40 hours to see a hockey game? Come on, man. There'll be another one.
I'm going to have to agree. When Rich and I agree, it's fact. I don't want to agree with him, but that's super weak. I know you want to do everything for your family, for your kids. You don't want to miss out on things. 40 hours in a car? Les Miserables. No thanks. Dude, I have to take the road trip to see... my girlfriend's family to Idaho. From L.A. to Idaho, I think, is like 13 hours. That's like a nightmare for me. I hate it.
Imagine that times three.
Yeah, exactly. So I love going there. Don't get it twisted. I love going there, and I love visiting. But in the car for that long, times three, that's for the birds.
And you don't even you're not even commuting. You're not even doing that drive with little kids or family. That's just you and her.
Yeah, if you got kids, you got pets, whatever the case may be, 40 hours, you have to tell people to relax. We'll get there when we get there. Because you're not in control of them.
Yeah.
You're just victim of circumstance. Hey, so be it. Deal with it. You just got to wait. You know, there's a lot of other people that are stuck in the same situation. 40-hour drive. Beat it.
No thanks.
40 hours. Beat it.
No way, dude. All especially right. Think about gas, too. Think of how expensive gas is nowadays.
Oh, and rental cars? Yeah, not good.
Kavino, this might be to you first, because I know you're the sneakerhead of the show. You love talking about shoes. So I know you were upset when the Kardashians drove up the price of the Jordan Mochas?
The Mocha ones.
Well, maybe you can put down some money for LeBron's Jordans instead. His historic high school Jordans are hitting the auction block for possibly up to $200,000. They were worn during his high school game, during his freshman year, the championship game, the 1999 to 2000 championship game. He gifted them to his stepfather. They're signed. They say the year champs and the number 23.
Midweek or major, Cove?
Midweek or major, Cove.
I think it's major.
Definitely
because
major.
For $200,000, I think that's a wheel of a steal of a deal. I understand they're just sneakers, but we're talking about LeBron James, who's probably going to go down. I mean, 100 years from now, they're still going to be debating whether it's him or Jordan, you know, as the GOAT. But he's going down as one of the GOATs when it comes to basketball. Like, one of the greatest. And you have his high school sneakers autographed? I think there's going to be significant value there for a collector. Not for me personally. They take up too much space in my condo. But I think that's major news. That's something that's extremely valuable for
definitely
a collector.
Major.
You know, I think it's major too. I'll be honest.
It's like Abe Lincoln's hat or something.
I've always said I wanted Abe Lincoln's hat or Jesus' sandals. Those are the two.
Right. It's up there. It's like collectible. Like, man, can you believe that?
You know, I do think that it seems like a low price tag for the world of collectors that pay millions for things.
Yeah, Rich, and game worn, by the way. Yeah, when you think about just recently, what was Judge's home run ball?
$1.5 million.
That was $1.5 million for his home run ball. It was initially valued at, what, $3 million? These are game worn sneakers from LeBron James. It seems a little low.
Yeah.
So, on to the next story. During the Sixers-Clippers game, there was a stop down in the middle of the game for one man to propose to his girlfriend, who was a 76ers dancer. The story here, though, guy looks a little bit dorky, maybe very dorky, and got torn apart on social media.
I saw this.
Saying, like, does this guy even know this girl? Does she know him? Like, what's going on here? You know, and then he fired back on social media saying, "Dear comment section, I know she's out of my league. I'm just happy to be here." So is this story midweek or major?
You know what? I think I like it. I think it's major because, listen.
Definitely major.
Sometimes a dork lucks out. Listen.
He's really dorky.
It happens, right? What do people love to say in the sports world? "Hey, bro, you outkicked your coverage." It's like the number one phrase. It's a compliment, right? Or is it an insult? Is it someone's way of saying, like, you're a doofus, your girl's hot? I never know how to interpret that. I will say this. The guy is a doofus. He looks like a doofus. Could be the greatest guy in the world. You know what?
Maybe he's a little like Richie.
Maybe he's a nice guy. And you know what? Instead of nice guys finishing last, maybe the nice guy got the hot dancer. Good for him.
Or, like, you know, this is weak because our perspective's off. Weak. For all we know, he's the greatest guy ever. He could be uberly successful. He could be the owner of something prestigious, for all we know, the inventor of something. You know, clearly the guy has something going on. Maybe he's packing heat. I don't know what he's got going on, right? But the point is, why do we put her on such a pedestal? Because she's got dance moves? It's ridiculous. That's ridiculous, by the way. And I hate to say it,
because she can pop and lock.
By the way,
she might be the greatest person in the world, but, I mean, looks are overrated. Where's she going to be in 10 years? This guy could be the greatest guy ever. He's not a total mess. He's just a little goofy looking.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Didn't you get dumped by a dancer once?
I did for a player.
Okay, just making
for
sure.
For a player on the Nets. Yeah. This was many years ago. Okay. And that's my point. You know what I mean? Like, not to say that all dancers are a dime a dozen, but
I think that's what you're
beauty.
Saying.
No, not at all. beauty is a dime a dozen sort of thing. We put too much value on that.
Oh,
yeah,
you know
she's,
what?
She's a good-looking woman. For all we know, he's the greatest guy with tons to offer, and maybe she lucked out.
But much like
we got such a twisted view on this stuff.
Much like the dating world, though, Covino, people do emphasize looks more than they should. I'm not trying to sound like a do-gooder because I'm a pretty vain guy, but people do emphasize looks a little too much. I saw Tom Papa's comedy special on Netflix. Have you watched it yet or no?
I haven't, but props to Tom Papa.
He does a whole bit where he says people are so busy about worrying like looks, like, oh, I want to marry a model. He's like, why don't you marry a strong woman that can pick up the other side of the couch? He's like, looks fade. And you know what? Based on this story, in 10, 20 years, this girl could be, and the guy could just be a super great guy. So I'm with you a little bit there.
You know, I mean, does he look like a total weenus? He does. But instead of scratching our noggins and saying, why this guy? It should give hope to millions of dudes out there that if you're a good dude and you work hard and you play your cards right, you could get that dream girl.
Okay. Any more, Spot? One more?
I can squeeze in one more.
Okay.
Whatever I want to go with this. How about, let's skip, since Christmas just happened, and we watched this movie on Christmas Day together, Christmas Vacation.
I forgot how much I love that movie.
It's such a great movie. So someone decided for their decorations this year to pay tribute to that movie by having, the iconic scene with Cousin Eddie emptying the RV.
Yes!
So they had that set up on their front lawn, but one neighbor was so fooled by it, they called the police saying, there's a male standing outside, he's naked, he has a robe covering part of his body. He's exposing himself and has a hose between his legs.
This story is major, and I'll tell you. I'll tell you why it's major. It's major to think that someone's that stupid, that moronic. I love when people are that foolish and they get tricked.
I love it.
Imagining a classic scene in a Christmas movie, and you're the Budinsky neighbor that's offended.
Well, Rich, didn't you call the fireman because you saw a guy dangling from the gutter connecting the Christmas lights?
I love that one. That's my favorite. When people call about that, I love that.
No, or do you remember the story where there was a guy that cut his golden retriever to look like a lion, and everyone in the neighborhood was like, there's a lion on the loose?
You know, I think it's major that people are that dumb. You're right.
Definitely. Major.
What you think is common knowledge, you're just amazed at how stupid the general public is. It's like, how did you not recognize that? How did you not realize that? It's major only in the sense that people are so stupid. And that's coming from us. So if we're able to say, like, where's your head at? How could you be so dumb?
Yep.
And there's something wrong with the people listening.
I feel you, buddy. All right, Covino.
I do want to say that that was the number one watched Christmas movie this year. According to some study I saw.
What study do you see? It was on a meme, I bet you saw.
It's according to some meme of the most watched movies of 2023.
Exactly.
Christmas movies, 2022.
Yeah.
It was Christmas Vacation.
All right, well, hey. Jelly of the Month Club for everybody. All right, Covino and Rich in for Dan Patrick. Thank you, Spotty. Now, coming up, we are going to talk about some quarterback situations going into Week 17. I know that sounds crazy, right? Week 17 already of the NFL, so we'll break that down. Plus, how far are you willing to go if your travel plans are messed up? There's a Southwest story, and we'll get into that a little bit more, too. So hang tight. More Covino and Rich in for Dan Patrick.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I want to thank our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. Panini America has everything you need. A premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL and NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. If you're looking for rookie sensations, they've got that. How about timeless legends? They've got that. Panini America also breaking new ground on NIL, featuring the biggest names. Caitlin Clark's in there, Angel Reese, J.J. McCarthy, Michael Penix Jr., and so many more. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net. Some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out their most popular brands. They got Prizm, Select, Donruss, and so many more. And you got Panini Instant Cards celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen, such as Draft Night Instance. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Back to CNR on FSR. In for the great Dan Patrick. Always a pleasure. Steve Covino, Rich Davis, Spotty Boy, putting up some clips at Covino and Rich. Lee is in for Danny G. Chris Perfett, Lowenkron. What a team.
Yeah.
What a team. Thank you for hanging out with us, putting up with us. And again, happy holidays.
A reminder, the 2022 Mercedes-Benz family of SUVs. Extraordinary is one test drive away. Learn more at MBUSA.com. Of course, we come to you from the Mercedes-Benz man cave.
I come from you from my mom's bedroom right now in Union, New Jersey, visiting family. Again, Union, New Jersey, home of the world's tallest water sphere. The late, great Ray Liotta. Robert Wool, former Yankee Joe Collins, yours truly, Steve Covino.
Artie Lang.
And Artie Lang, who's a big sports fan, an old friend of ours, comedian Artie Lang. And not Cindy McLaughlin, some guy called in before, although stellar resume, 2020 Tokyo Olympic gold medalist, world record holder for the 400-meter hurdles. She's from Dunellen. She went to Union Catholic. Union Catholic High School, but she's from, get this, she's from New Brunswick and grew up in Dunellen, New Jersey. So, ha!
Union Catholic in Scotch Plains, New Jersey.
Exactly, but, you know, we used to compete against Union Catholic and stuff like that. From Union, New Jersey, Rich is from Franklin Square, Long Island, Spotty from Scotch Plains, and we're doing the show for you, having fun. And, Rich, before we move on and talk about Southwest Airlines and Carson Wentz and Week 17 of the NFL, I was thinking about Carlos Correa and your analogy before. You were saying that it's like
it's a real estate deal.
It's a real estate deal. You want to explain again?
I have
a different sort of look at it.
If you see an amazing house on the market, you're like, how is this house available? And then you look at the Zillow and all the reports, and it's like, oh, wow, there were three pending sales, and they all backed out, and you realize, the house failed an inspection, or, you know, that nice 1,000-foot addition they have in the back with the outdoor cooking area, the extension, and
the
home studio with the skylights.
Yeah.
And you're like, well, it was done by the owner's uncle, so it's not permitted, but trust me, it's a great house. If you see that the house has failed inspection multiple times and has unpermitted work, no matter how great the house is, people are going to be hesitant to buy it. People are going to be hesitant to sign Carlos Correa after the Giants debacle. After the Mets are now. And by the way, Steve Cohen, this guy wants to spend money like you've never seen in sports history. So if he's having cold feet, it's not a good sign.
It's a negotiating tactic. It really is. Negotiating tactic. He moved in on it. It's who's going to bend. Is it going to be Cohen? Is it going to be Boris? Correa wants to play for the Mets. You know, there's so many factors, but the Mets already announced that the deal was done. So it's like, who's going to win this battle? Someone's going to want Correa. That's the point. And I said that. Someone wants to capitalize on someone else's foreclosure.
Yeah,
someone wants to buy a short sale. And let's not forget that Correa had a 10-year deal worth $285 million with the Twins. This is before any flags in his physicals. So the Twins already offered him a 10-year deal. So I'm thinking about it. I'm like, well, then why would the Twins offer this guy a 10-year deal if they knew there was an issue? He's played there already. They know about him. So I'm not even looking at it like a piece of real estate anymore. I mean, clearly it's an investment, right? Players are investments. But it's like a car that just got work done on it. Because think of it this way. Correa went arthroscopic surgery after fracturing his right fibula, sustained some ligament damage, sliding into third base as a minor leaguer in 2014. He's had 8 seasons in the majors, and he hasn't been placed on the IL with a right leg injury. He's dealt with other injuries that sidelined him in recent seasons, as we know. So he's missed significant time, but not really from that. So it's like a car that got some body damage or work done, and you're just privy to that information and using that against the seller.
I like my real estate analogy better.
I don't. And because think about it. It's like there's been no issues there. You're comparing it to like a leaky roof or something, right? Like there's no issues there. He just had work done.
Yet. And that's why there's the fear of a 10-plus year contract because, yeah, nothing's happened yet.
Yeah, but it's like when I have a car right now with some body damage. And every time I take it to the dealer, you're like, oh, but you had some body damage. I'm like, so what? It's fixed. And that's what Carlos Correa is saying. It's like, so what? There was a dent there and I had some body work. It's fixed.
That's why you want to use your dumb analogy, that's why they have Carfax reports so that people could know if some bozo banged up their car previously.
Yeah,
exactly.
Nothing.
But if you got an engine repaired already, maybe it's better off. Hey, I got my engine rebuilt. Maybe it's better. It's newer as a result.
Yeah. Well, hey,
you
Carlos
know,
Correa.
None of the problems that he has stems from that injury. So
the more,
there will be a compromise. There will be suitors waiting for this dude. Remember, the Twins offered him 10 years, too.
So
if your Mets don't make the move, you're going to lose the guy.
The more and more this goes on, it favors the Mets because that just shows you that teams are going to be like, oh, listen, the Giants couldn't seal the deal. The Mets, that fell. It looks like it might fall through. No one else is going to jump on this. And if you want to add one more layer, Carlos Correa played for the Twins. And did he seem happy playing for a team that didn't seem to want to compete?
No, but they did offer him the money. So someone else will if your Mets don't.
Carlos Correa has a chance to play on a team that, whether or not my Mets finally ever seal the deal, he knows at least the Mets are likely a playoff caliber team with all the money Steve Cohen spent. So does he want to play in New York for a winner, or does he want to say, oh, well, then we're not going to work it out. I'll go. Who's he going to sign a deal with? Where's he going to go? Where's he going to go now? Is someone going to give him the money Steve
yes.
Cohen's willing to give him?
Maybe not as many years, but he'll get that money.
All right. Your thoughts, 877-99 on Fox. And coming up, we are going to talk about the NFL, week 17 and 18. It all ties together, Covino. A couple big games this week, and their outcomes will determine how sweet week 18 is. We'll break that down next. Right here, in for Dan Patrick, at Covino Rich. You can hit us up now. We'll be back in a second.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's Freddie Prinz Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff.
Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.